This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thing that stood between us, the 90s, is almost over.
You're right, but I'm worried about what's on the horizon. Reality shows, Britney Spears, the suspicious number of home runs being hit.
At least we know there'll never be a president worse than Bill Clinton. Imagine, lying in a deposition in a civil lawsuit. That's the worst sin a president could commit.
There'll never be a worse president. Never.
Never.
The Don and Mike Show.
We get sarcasm.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You see, they were making fun of Bush.
That answer is true.
Fancy digs you got here.
You know, sometimes
it's the 9/11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Pretty sure. I remember the good times, but just a little bit more.
Also right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, may I speak with Don and Mike, please?
Hey, it's us. Hi, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
Good afternoon.
When I was listening to Joe's broadcast, there was one little snippet that I caught right before he took his first call. You guys might want to save it. Right before he took his first call, he said, I really want to hit this hard tonight.
Okay, great. Great idea. Thank you.
All right,
you know,
note to self.
And there's one other thing.
I'm going to send you the junior producer card right out in the mail.
Show out of context is funny.
And may I bring up one other thing, please?
May I?
What
may
type
I?
Of man
other
listens to Joe Ardinger?
How can he even know Troy McClure? He's a fictional character.
How can who know? How can Joe know Troy McClure?
Yeah, Joe, yeah.
What do you mean?
Joe said he knew...
Troy McClure is a fictional character.
Joe said he knew a guy named Jim McClure. We all know a guy named Jim McClure.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good day, guys.
Jim McClure is a real person.
Yeah.
Buzz,
no relation to Troy.
A real, hot, good-looking person.
Mm-hmm. He was the program director about 10 years ago.
God almighty, I forgot he was.
Big Gum Jim.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No confusion.
Looks like
hello.
Bury the bottle, mama, for it is grapefruit wine. Kick off your high-heeled sneakers. It is party time.
Stevie Dan. I like this. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. What's the artist? What is the artist du jour today?
The girls don't seem to care what's on. As long as we play till dawn.
Oh, are we doing
Steely Dan? FM.
May I request Crimson Tide?
No.
No.
Peg.
How about Reeling in the Years? Ricky, don't lose that number.
Oh, we've got critters in the bedroom. Critters in the kitchen.
How you doing, Granny?
What do you think? This morning I woke up, I had 8 critters at my feet.
All right, peace.
Yeah. I see fish.
Peace out. Yes.
He wasn't ready with the Steely Dan, but he was there with the granny from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Now, I don't know how this guy operates, but it seems to me that you have to get the right album, and he's got to have the liner notes from the album lyrics in front of him.
Oh, he's a performer that doesn't take requests.
I think that's what the young kids today call freestyling.
Uh-huh. Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, your guys' show needs an enema.
This show needs an enema. I almost drove off a cliff when I was on Ambien.
Yeah, right.
So do you feel...
I warn people about Ambien. I almost drove off a cliff.
How about you? How about you be the enema? How about you be my human enema? I'll change your name to Fleet.
Have you ever thought about putting a list together when you're going to kick the bucket?
I warn people about Ambien. I almost drove off a cliff.
I know.
Why can't I get the hot young babes anymore?
That movie did awful business. Yeah. Rambo did awful business. Rambo got beaten by Meet the Spartans this weekend.
That's the one that I deflected my children from.
And I am waiting for Rob to come out with his, you know how they goof on all the movies? I know Rob is waiting to do Sambo.
Yes.
Sylvester Stallone as Sambo.
Just cannot seem to get it
into
the right production company.
Nobody will buy it.
We have to tell everybody, no, it used to be Denny's. And when you start right there, and the first thing we do is put in an episode of the Rockford Files, and we see, look where Jim Rockford is having lunch with the guy from the police station. There's a guy called, it's a place called Sambo's.
That's right. Don't jinx it.
Is it true that
Cedric
the Entertainer hung up on you when you pitched that idea?
Sambo's.
And you wouldn't believe what he said before he hung up. It wasn't goodbye.
I believe it.
Bernie Mac and I.
Yeah. You and the Mac man?
It's cool between us. Yeah. It's not warm like it used to be. It's now cooled down.
Sure.
Cedric won't take my calls and neither will Cos.
I don't think you're going to make any headway.
Here's Howard Bernstein's blog.
Oh, good.
The weatherman we had on Friday for about an hour from Channel 9.
Right.
On his blog at WUSA9.com. He's got the picture here of us in the studio with him.
There we are.
And also the picture of your part of the studio with... Picture of J.C. Hayward.
My little bulletin board.
And he writes, Don and Mike show. I finally made it. Friday afternoon, I made my debut on the Don and Mike show. 7+ years in D.C. and our paths had never crossed.
Yeah.
It was a fun and fascinating time. The place smells like the repository for 1,000 ashtrays. That's Don on the left and Mike on the right. Notice how Mike is trying to choke me. The website says... WUSA's Channel 9 backup weather guy, Howard Bernstein, drops by with pizza and dirt on all his coworkers on Channel 9. I did drop by with pizza, that part is true, but I had nothing but great things to say about everybody.
Right. Covering Hills Isles.
Pretty they tried and tried, but I didn't crack under the pressure.
Mm-hmm. He didn't. It's true.
The guys had me on for a good 30 to 40 minutes. You can listen here. Here's a click thing. Other than dancing around the usual minefields, it was a great way to end the week.
I love the way you said that.
After the show, I actually heard from some people in other parts of the country.
Sure.
Two of my friends in Rochester, along with emails from D.C., of course, Burlington, Vermont, and Bakersfield, California. One more thing. The guys are big fans of J.C. Hayward.
Yeah.
And she was gracious enough to sign a couple of autographs.
She was.
Mike even posted his. On the bulletin board.
Uh-huh. Thank you, HP.
Pretty funny That's stuff.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Pretty great stuff. Buzz?
You, yes. Sir.
What was our friend, Frank the Whore, like this weekend?
Frank Caliendo put on a great show. I saw the 5:30 show on Saturday at the Warner Theater in D.C.
That's cool. Boy, I tell you, you know what?
Yeah.
Getting old. Sure would love to go to a 5:30 comedy
show. But you know
show.
What? Anybody...
He went right after dinner.
Yeah. So you get the little early bird special and then right to the show.
I went to dinner after the show.
Okay. Oh, sure you did.
Yeah. But
now, sure you did, and sure.
Anytime you can pack a house at 5:30 in the evening and put on a great show. That's,
was it
that's
an older something. Was it an older clientele?
No, I thought it was people of all ages.
Not okay. to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Not lately.
That is a credit to the guy that he packed the house at 5:30.
You know what? And the reason is, we've said it before, lovingly, he is the world's biggest whore.
He promotes.
I got an email from Frank over the weekend that he attached a picture of himself doing a gig in Milwaukee the night before the Packers game.
Right.
And it was very nice. Frank's a very nice, down-to-earth guy.
Sure is.
But man, he's a whore. So he does this his stand up thing. He's got gigs like that up the wazoo. And Buzz, you met the great James Brown at the show.
I did. JB was there, and in fact, Frank even acknowledged his presence without embarrassing JB and asking him to stand up. JB, in fact, was out in the lobby where Frank was selling his CDs after the show. And I ran into JB and said hi to him there. And
did he do JB? Did he do the James Brown impression?
He did not do a JB impression that night. Okay. He did Howie and all the others, but he didn't do JB.
Okay.
But I did see both of the gentlemen after the show, and everybody had a great time.
Well, good. It's nice to know Frank is doing well. He is such a whore. So he sends me this email that says, thanks for having me on your guys' show all the time. Mm-hmm. And I notice with the email he's got an attachment to his website.
Good.
And... one of the things, I really realized what a super whore Frank is. If you look at the part of his website where it's got all of his CDs,
right,
you can buy two separate CDs, volume one or volume two, of Frank with disc jockeys across the country.
Wow. Really? I didn't know that.
And we've always treated Frank on this show like a regular guy.
Right.
We don't make him Dance Monkey Dance.
Not a lot, no.
But I was just reading some of the titles that the other DJs from across the country have come up with. It's like Madden looks at porn. Madden is constipated.
Right.
You know, Jim Rome goes looking for hookers. But it all revolves around Madden and BM. And I got the feeling from him a long time ago that he didn't want to go that route.
Well, obviously he might want to next time he comes in here because he likes to sell it.
Sure,
I mean,
does.
If he's selling CDs with it.
He does. And then this morning, as I always do, on the treadmill, I watched that Mike and Mike show, right?
Oh, sports,
on ESPN, the morning show.
Uh-huh.
And it was 5 a.m. in Arizona, 8 o'clock East Coast time.
Okay.
They're sitting out by the pool. And you and I have been there doing a morning show.
When it's pitch black and no one's up.
It's the middle of the night, and they're wearing coats and scarves because it's cold and raining in Phoenix at 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning.
It was horrible. I hope the Super Bowl week is a little better because I watched the golf tournament. It's a horrible weather weekend
Phoenix. They got a dome on it, stadium.
Right, right. No, but I'm talking about just being there. Just, you know, when you go to the, you know, it's, I've gotten off a plane in Phoenix, Arizona. Where the plane is coming through these horrible rain showers, and it's very frustrating to walk into that airport where they say in huge letters, "Welcome to the Valley of the Sun."
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been raining like hell out there.
Raining and relatively cold for them. So I flip on that show this morning, and it's Frank. Now, it's Caliendo, and I know his schedule. I know that he was in D.C. on Saturday night.
Sure.
I know that he lives in Phoenix, so he flew home, he got up early, he's sitting with these guys, Mike and Mike, and for 30 minutes, all they're doing is pulling the string on his neck, and it's Dance Monkey Dance. It's, gee, Frank, what would George Bush think about that? Gee, Frank.
Well, imagine how much he enjoys coming on this show where he doesn't have to do that.
I would think so.
I think we just got to start whoring him because
yes,
we've allowed him to whore us, and it's nice.
A solid hour of nonstop entertainment.
He's a nice guy. I've always felt that we would be imposing if we had him on the phone or had him in here and said, okay.
No, he owes us now. Well, now he doesn't owe us because he did do the Letterman thing.
We said, do this. These guys today, Mike and Mike, they were ordering him around seriously like he was a monkey.
That's too
do
bad.
It now.
Yeah, they're going, hey, hold on. They go, that's a good story, Frank. What would Jack Nicholson say about that?
Was that how naked the setup was?
Yeah, the one guy that's not a jock.
Right.
The one guy says, hey, and I see in a second we're going to be talking about steroids. I bet President Bush has some thoughts on that, huh? You know, and then Frank says,
and then right into it.
And then Frank says something like, you know, well, they make you strong, you know.
Now, maybe that's the reason you don't ask him to do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That might be it.
I got to get one of those
CDs.
It's
a shame they didn't catch him after the State of the Union.
We've got to get those CDs of Frank with the other DJs,
sure,
though,
yeah,
and play them on the show to find out how far Frank goes with other guys.
Radio, yeah, because then we can make him push the envelope even further.
I just realized, okay, that sounds to see how far Frank goes, because Frank goes all the way.
And it's usually two on one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Third base with Bob and Tom.
It's always, it's always a somebody and somebody or somebody.
Sure.
And the morning mess and the morning zoo crew.
Right.
Anywho.
Well, his show was good. Anything noteworthy from his show on Saturday night, Bud?
Except that it went smooth as silk and the audience loved it. Really nothing else to report. It was just a great show, and it's always fun to watch him work.
You have a chance to pick up any chicks?
I did not.
I forgot we're on the air.
Any hot mamas there at the show?
Yeah, there were a few, as a matter of
but
fact.
But the demo was very, widespread?
Very mixed. I think, really, a lot of his audience comes from the guys who've seen him on Fox NFL Sunday and say, come on, honey, let's go see this funny comedian.
5:30, very unusual time for a stand-up comedy show.
Did very well.
Very, yeah,
did very well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Thank you.
Bada-bing.
Yes.
I keep remembering bits of Rob's weekend. That are great. We got to go to break here. But could you just tell everybody as we go to break, do you mind sharing what your son said to you?
No, not at all.
Robin, his son had, as he tells me, a great fight on Saturday night. As great
he's of the age. He's five. And
a little lippy?
Yeah, and he's on some antibiotics, which are making him feel rotten because he's got this little infection going on.
Right.
And he was up tired. We mentioned to the audience earlier, Don, that...
So... I forgot where I was going with this.
We mentioned to the audience earlier that he had been to a birthday party. So, you know, he was really wore out good.
That gets a kid pretty wound up.
And things went back and forth, and I thought everything was great. He said he wanted to watch an episode of Batman. I said, great, let's watch it. And he chose The Archer of all episodes. And so we finished it up, and I said, it's almost time for bed. And it escalated. Mm. And before I knew it, he was yelling that he didn't love me. He didn't love anybody.
Right.
He wished everyone in the family was dead.
Oh, my.
Now I'm telling you the whole thing and how it progressed. And he said, and not only that, not only did he wish I was dead, he would never watch TV with me again.
Uh-huh.
And here was the thing. He would never let me check on him in his bedroom again.
Wow.
And I said, okay.
Oh, that's a full-scale one, isn't
it? And this is, it's still going somewhere. And I said, okay, so tonight I won't check on you. And he said, good. And then we locked eyes and we stared at each other for a while.
This is a battle with a five-year-old.
And he said, not only that, but actually, which is his big word now, actually, Dad, I said, yeah. And at this point, it's really all I can do not to laugh.
Right.
I'm genuinely pissed.
But you can't help yourself.
But you can't help want to laugh.
It's a terrible feeling.
And if you laugh, you're screwed.
Right.
It gets better, Mike.
Okay.
He says, and Dad, actually, you're not smart.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, I've been through that. Those are the best. I love those fights.
What can you do? And it's just
you're not smart.
Get to bed. You gotta get to bed.
And actually, Dad.
And so he
it's
makes.
It's the great battlefront. There is no greater battle than the bedtime battle.
No, it was. I was all done up that day too. And
you're not smart.
And so I sent him to bed, and I said, "I'm not gonna check on you. Good. Good. You're not gonna check on me, and you never check on me." And you know, he's not even making sense.
Is it now? Are we? Do we have tears? And he's screaming, or
there were a couple tears, but then he gets mad, and it becomes anger.
Oh, okay.
And
all
so
right.
You know, and I wanted to laugh, and I wanted to.
Is he red faced like you? Does he get red faced like you?
It's scary.
Yes, he does.
And you know what? There was a situation my dad got in at work not long ago, and someone at his office said, "You know, when you get mad, your cheeks turn really red."
It's known as the Spiewak tell.
The Spiewak fly.
That's right. The Spiewak tell also can be found in certain style cups.
So what I did is I kept it under control as best as I can. Yeah, Joe says this in from Joe Oranger. Joe Oranger writes, he must get that from mommy.
Joe.
So I forgot where I was going with this.
Joe, save that for Saturday night.
That's a tease, Don.
Put that goodness in a mason jar and save it for Saturday night.
You can't fake this, folks. You cannot fake this.
You effing retard.
So I was mad, but really my overwhelming urge was to laugh because it was so ridiculous.
It's hysterical.
It's great.
I'm yelling back and forth with a five-year-old who's telling me that actually I'm not smart.
Actually, you're not
and that
smart.
He'll never watch television with me again.
You can't check on
him. And you can't check on him. And that he wishes that he lived alone in the house and all this. And so he finally, I say, you go to bed. And he, okay. And stomp, 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 stomp. And then there's two flights of stairs because we're in the basement. So here, stomp, 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 stomp. Pause. Stomp, 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 stomp. And everything was fine the next day.
Sure.
Until he yelled at me again last night. Nothing is bad last night. We were able to nip it last night.
You have to remind me, the five-year-old, when he reacts like that at bedtime, he comes downstairs the next day. What is the reaction? Is there any? Is it completely forgotten?
If I don't bring it up, it never happened.
Wow.
Really?
But on Sunday, I said, you know, you said some pretty mean things to me last night. He said, yeah. Real low key. He remembers.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, the first thing he says to me is like, I want to have a pancake and I want to watch SpongeBob and then we can play video games. I said, you know, you said some real mean things to me last night.
So you brought it up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I said, you know, that's really hurtful, and that's never okay for you to talk like that to me or your mother. Yeah. I said, so let's not do that anymore, and if it happens again, we'll stop it, right? Okay. Now can you make pancakes?
Yeah, sure.
Now can you
eye on the prize. Eye on the prize. So I said, yeah, and we had the pancakes. Now, we almost got to it last night, but
is this bedtime again?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
And last night, this is I couldn't even make this up because this is exactly what happened. He says, I'm going to the bathroom. We're watching Robin Hood. This is what he wanted to watch because I got a high def disc of Robin Hood.
The Kevin Costner?
No, Errol Flynn.
Errol Flynn, the classics.
The gayest.
The classics, of course.
And by the way, I think we shall, all of us should spend more time with our hands on our hips laughing at each other. But Robert likes it because there's good sword play and there's horses and there's boats.
Sword play. Uh-huh.
What kind of play would he like?
Sword play.
Exactly.
Sounds like something you'd find in a bathhouse.
So it's we're watching it, and he says, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I said, I'm going to pause it, and you go ahead. And he's in there a long time. And he comes out, and he has put about a half a roll of paper of a toilet paper around one hand. So his hand is about the size of, I don't know, like a melon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All
right. And he says, Daddy, I made a hand. I said, that's not good. Because he was really thinking what he did was great. I said, that's not good. That's wasteful. He says, but we have lots of toilet paper. Uh-huh. I said, it's still wasteful. You need to throw that away. He said, okay.
Mad
stomp,
again.
Stomp, 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 into the bathroom.
Wow, touchy.
Throws it away. And again, he's tired. He's right, coming off these antibiotics. Meds, right. And he comes out, and this was
he his, really thought he was going to please you, too.
His opening volley was, you made me watch Robin Hood. And I said, not true. You came to me and asked for it. He says, well, I don't want to watch it, and I don't even want to watch it. And I said, okay, well, then I'll turn it off. You want me to turn it off right now? He said, you can do what you want.
Oh, wow.
I said, you know I can because I'm the boss, right? He says, well, I didn't want to watch it. And I said, I know what's going on here. And he said, what? I said, now, remember last night we had another fight, and this morning I said, if it starts to get to that level, I'm going to stop it, right? He said, yes.
It, right?
So he said, what's the problem? And I said, the problem is I caught you doing something you thought was good, but it was bad, and you're embarrassed. No, I'm not! I said, you're not in trouble. You're not in trouble. Everything is fine. But you need to realize that the toilet paper around
is
your hand.
Is the 5-year-old ready for that level yet? Is he ready for that psychoanalysis?
I have no idea.
He's Rob's kid. I think he is.
I mean, I don't know how to parent. There is no good book. So
I'm just wondering that, you know, that obviously tripped it.
And
for him.
So do I accuse him of being embarrassed for wrapping his hand in toilet paper? That opened the floodgate. I said, you are not in trouble, and it's okay to be embarrassed. But I need to tell you that you can't do that anymore. He said, but I wanted to do it, and you made me watch this. And I could see it coming that it was going to be I couldn't check on him,
wow.
And we couldn't watch TV, and then I'm stupid. And so I said, hold it, sit on the couch. But I said, sit on the couch, and about three times. And then the ultimate thing we've got with the kids is if you count to three, and if you get to three, it's.
Sure, counting.
So I said.
I still do it.
One. Okay. And that's he clenches his jaw, and it's just so cute. And he sits on the couch, and after about 2 minutes, everything is fine.
You just it's quiet time.
Yeah. And I said, now, do you see what you did? He said, yeah. I said, now, we can't rage like we can't have this anger towards each other. Just don't mess with the toilet paper. And he said, okay, can we watch more Robin Hood?
There you go. It's all right.
And then I said,
fine.
You're asking for this now. You want to watch Robin Hood? And he laughed. He said, yeah, I do. And so we and no fighting today at all.
Oh, good.
So far.
Oh, God, I love that.
I love to hear your parents.
I love the 5-year-old raging.
Yeah. Oh, and he can be angry. And it's
is
really.
Does he ever take the door? Is it the door slam? Does the door slam ever happen?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. One time, when we first moved to our house in April.
He's probably not old enough yet. Probably a couple more years before a door slam.
Yeah.
He locked himself in his room and wouldn't let us in. And I don't know if I've ever seen Carrie that mad.
Oh.
I got home and she said, you know what you're going to do? I said, what am I going to do? She said, you're going to go and turn all the doorknobs in the house around. I said,
wow.
What? Because, I mean, that was just out of the blue she said that. And I said, well, why? She said, well, Robert locked himself in his room as to make me mad. I said, okay. So I went and I said, it's fixed now, Carrie. Now you can lock him in.
Well, really, the better arrangement, and that'll go all the way till his 18th birthday.
Exactly.
It's a marvelous idea.
And if he's good, we'll maybe turn the doorknob around again. Or if he's bad, we'll remove the knob entirely.
But in the meantime, you'll put your hands on your hips and laugh. Robin Hood laugh.
That's right.
I don't want to watch this.
Swordplay. No.
Actually, you're not smart.
You're stupid.
Actually,
did he say stupid or you're not smart?
Actually, Dad, you're not even smart.
Better. All funnier.
Right. Be right back. Good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.